This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Authorities in Iraq have just 3 months to organize and carry out nationwide elections. 10 million voters need to be registered, ballots must be prepared, and political parties have to select candidates. The United Nations will assist in the preparations, but its role will be limited. And throughout all of this, U.S. and Iraqi forces need to secure large areas of the country currently controlled by insurgents. Skeptics say there's no way the elections can be held on schedule. Advocates say postponing them may make the situation even worse. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
A team of UN election specialists visited Iraq this past May and concluded that if technical preparations went according to plan, nationwide elections could be held there within 8 months. That would mean January, and Edward Mortimer, an advisor to the Secretary General, says the schedule is holding.
For the moment, we are very happy with the way that the preparations are proceeding, and we feel that security and other conditions permitting, which is obviously a big caveat, there is no reason why Iraqis should not have free and fair and credible elections in January, and that is much the most desirable outcome.
In fact, the security situation in Iraq has seriously deteriorated since last May, and many election experts, State Department officials, and military commanders don't see how it'll be possible to set up safe polling places by January. So why are the United Nations, the U.S. government, and the election authorities in Iraq sticking so steadfastly to their goal of holding the elections on schedule? Some say it's a pretense, continued for the sake of maintaining momentum in the election preparations. In the words of one Washington-based election expert who visits Iraq regularly, "We're all willing to go along with this fiction of a January vote, but it is a fiction." Other election watchers predict the January date will hold. Army Colonel Paul Hughes spent several months in Iraq as a strategic planner for the Coalition Provisional Authority. He maintains close contacts with Iraqi officials, and he says they see the January vote as an essential step in establishing their own authority vis-a-vis the insurgency.
They know that if it's pushed back, that it plays into the hands of the insurgents and it weakens the legitimacy of the Iraqi government and of the coalition effort to help that government get established.
From this point of view, the election experience is more important than the election outcome. Another Washington-based election advisor says it's like going through a bad intersection. You know it's going to be dangerous, but somehow you've got to get across it. Veteran election organizer Charles Costello spent a year in Iraq working on election preparations. He scoffs at the idea that the elections should be postponed until they can be held safely.
From a technical point of view, we'd all like to have more time, but the notion that, you know, you should wait because security is going to get better, I think security is going to get worse. So if you could do them next month instead of January, we'd be better off in that sense.
Neither U.S. nor Iraqi authorities have announced any plan for protecting Iraqi voters and ballots from insurgent attack. Colonel Paul Hughes says his understanding is the Iraqis want to do as much as they can on their own.
They are planning on keeping control of the security issues of each polling station in Iraqi hands. They don't want to have American forces obviously stationed around polling sites.
Whether that's a realistic proposition is certain to be debated, given how poorly the Iraqi forces have performed in the past and the evident determination of insurgents to disrupt the voting. Another big question is whether the Sunni minority in Iraq, the population most supportive of the insurgency, will participate in the election or boycott it. Charles Costello says the best hope is that there'll be enough support for the elections among the broader Iraqi population that no one will want to be left out.
If the electoral choice really takes hold and energizes the Iraqi public, they can just roll right over these efforts at disruption, although I think we have the sad but clear evidence in Iraq that quote-unquote disruption means that, you know, people will be shot and killed, that kind of thing.
Another U.S.-based political advisor currently stationed in Iraq says the upcoming vote will have, at best, an incremental effect in the development of an Iraqi democracy. The National Assembly that's to be chosen in these elections may not be a perfectly legitimate government, he says, but it should be a little less illegitimate than the current one. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.